let's kick things off chatting with Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to talk about the latest travel news, trends, travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Canada Day is coming up, so I thought it might be a good time to showcase what we have to offer visitors. In case people didn't know, we are located in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And so we're going to talk about this Canada Strong Pass, which is, I think, is a good idea. Like, usually I complain about the government spending money, but this time, you know, I think this is a good idea. It gives not only international visitors, but people visiting our province from other provinces, and just local people a chance to get out and enjoy our national parks, because we have many of them, don't we?
I think it's an amazing idea, and it's a really good opportunity to explore your own backyard, for the lack of a better term. And it offers discounted admission to participating museums, historic sites, parks, and attractions across Canada. Now, it did start June 19th, and it's going to go to the September 7th, so around the Labor Day weekend. So if you're planning to visit several paid attractions this summer, it's well worth checking out, because the savings can add up quickly. So be sure to visit the official website for participating locations and current offers before you travel, so you don't want to miss out. But it is a good deal. It started last year, and a nice perk.
Yeah, exactly. And there's lots to discuss, and we won't go into all of them. I think if people just Google the Canada Strong Pass, it takes it to the Government of Canada website, canada.ca. The big one, though, I think, is the free admission with Parks Canada, because that can add up if you plan on visiting a couple of parks this summer.
Oh, absolutely. And nearby is Banff National Park. And some of the highlights here include riding the Banff Gondola up Sulphur Mountain, walking the Bow River Trail, visiting Lake Louise and Moraine Lake. But a couple of things to keep in mind, especially if you're going to go around Canada Day. Banff is spectacular, but it tends to be extremely busy. Mm-hmm. So book Park Canada Shuttle well in advance for Lake Louise and the Moraine Lake, as personal vehicles are often turned away early in the morning. And if you're exploring the Banff town site, consider using the overflow parking lots and taking the Rome transit system into downtown, and start early. You know, even with the respect of what we just mentioned, it's a nice way to enjoy a sunrise hike, or even an evening walk after dinner can be more peaceful than the middle of the day.
Well, yeah, and we can't stress enough that parking is a issue in Banff. I mean, they're a victim of their own success, right? Especially during the summer. And so if you are planning, be aware of that. Take the Rome Transit if you can. I think there are shuttles from Calgary. So if you wanted to stay in Calgary, you can actually take a shuttle into the parks there, unless you're obviously staying in the parks. But yeah, just be aware. It can get very, very crowded. So sometimes you might want to wait till later in the summer to visit, like late August. Then crowds seem to secede or subside a little bit. So yeah, just take that into caution. But there are actually five national parks that we get to enjoy in Alberta. Banff is one of them. Then there's Jasper. Then there's Waterton, which is down south along the U.S. border. Jasper is closer to Edmonton. And then we have two parks that I've never been to: Elk Island, which is close to Edmonton, and Wood Buffalo, which happens to be the largest national park in Canada.
No, it's really good, the opportunity to go to these different parks. And maybe even, you know, in the past we've talked about going to alternate destinations instead of like Paris, go to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. This might be an opportunity to do it. You mentioned one of my favorite parks, which is Waterton National Park. As mm-hmm. you say, it's only 3 hours south of Calgary, and it's considered like a hidden gem. It has a relaxed atmosphere, breathtaking scenery. Some of the things that I've enjoyed is afternoon tea at the Prince of Wales Hotel, Red Rock Canyon, Cameron Falls. One tip, wildlife is abundant throughout the park, so always carry bear spray when hiking and maintain a safe safe distance from animals.
Yeah, again, another good tip. And I will mention, too, that we border BC, which has two parks that it's kind of unique. So you have Banff National Park. North of Banff National Park is Jasper, right up against it. And then if you go a little further west, you've got Kootenay and you've got Yoho National Parks, which are actually in BC. But it's like four national parks all in one area that you can explore.
Oh, yeah, it's good. And it's, you know, adding on to that, there's also provincial parks that you can enjoy. So like Dinosaur Provincial Park, Riding on Stone Provincial Park. It's not a provincial park, but I really like this one. It's Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump, which is not, it's not that far. Just before you get to Fort McLeod, that's a great one, as well as Cypress Hills Interprovincial Park. So lots of parks to enjoy. And also what I would also consider kind of a little different that you might want to consider is like Rosebud. It's a year-round destination, but it's a small town theater and arts in Rosebud. You can go see plays. Like, we're going to go see Anne of Green Gables this year. Last year they had Sound of Music. And then there's the Canadian Badlands Fashion Play, where the actual stage is actually like, it's actually part of the landscape. So it's kind of fun there. I know you've been to this, like the Jasper Planetarium Dark Sky experience.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of fun. All these little things that you may kind of think, oh yeah, but you don't do, but might be something a little different to try. Always enjoying what we have. And in some cases, you know, like obviously when you go to the play or a theater, you have to pay, but it's just a fun, it can be just a fun day out as well. You don't have to have the expense of the overnight accommodation.
Well, exactly. And if people are visiting our province and want to visit our parks, you can use Calgary as a hub because, like you mentioned, Waterton is a 3-hour drive south. You can do that in a day. I mean, it's a busy day, but you can do it. I've done it. And, you know, like, say, Banff is 45 minutes to an hour, depending on, you know, where you are in Calgary, just to the west of us. So there's lots of opportunity in the places you mentioned. Dinosaur Park is about an hour east. So there's lots of areas you can do in a day. And inside of Calgary, too, there's lots of places. One of my favorite places to do in Calgary or go visit is Heritage Park, mostly because it's like a 5-minute drive from where I live. But it's unique in the sense that it is one of the best historic parks we have.
Oh, yeah. And it's a charming place to go. You know, it's got the opportunity to go on a little boat ride, you know, around the reservoir. You can enjoy the hospitality. Like, they're all dressed up in period costumes. You can enjoy the bakery that's there. And, you know, and we've done this too. Like, you don't even sometimes have to go into the park because there is a cost to admission. Mm-hmm. But there's like a nice little cafe outside the park and different restaurants that you can explore, as well as little shops. And then take a walk around the reservoir, maybe pop into Glenmore Landing. So there's lots of opportunity to do things that are also complimentary. Yes, as you say, it's like a living history museum, Heritage Park. It offers steam trains, paddle wheels, cruises, historic buildings, and midway rides. And I know during summer they have afternoon tea on Sundays, which is always fun. Do arrive early to avoid parking congestion and spend most of the day exploring. Another place is the Calgary Zoo, and it's become one of Canada's leading conservation focused zoo. Morning visits are usually best. And I would say take the C train, as it's often easier than driving and parking during holiday weekends.
Well, I will say, too, with the Calgary Zoo, depending on where you park, it can be a bit of a walk. to the zoo itself. But yeah, two of my favorite places. And I will mention too, just getting back to the national parks and the provincial parks, you were talking about Waterton. What's unique about Waterton is it's right on the U.S. border and borders Glacier National Park in the United States. So it's kind of cool. You could actually do a water boat tour and cross into the United States and cross back out. It's just kind of fun how to do that. And then getting back to some of the provincial parks, you talk about Kananaskis, which is very close to Calgary. One of the great drives, like I'll mention two great drives if you want to rent a car, if you're visiting or if you're driving here. One is the Cowboy Trail. It's a beautiful drive. It's actually quite a long drive. It goes through just about half the province. But in southern Alberta, you can drive it from Calgary and end up in an area called Lunbrook Falls, which is just a beautiful little spot. It's off Highway 3, which goes east and west in the southern parts of the province down by Pincher Creek. So that's one drive. And then there's one of the most spectacular drives you might ever take in your lifetime, and that's the Icefields Parkway. Have you ever done that?
Now, you're talking about when you go to Lake Louise and you head up to Jasper, right?
Yes.
It is beautiful. And, you know, you have the opportunity of seeing much of the wildlife that's there, that can be there. I'm not saying that you're always going to see wildlife, but, you know, keep an eye out. And it's not that far between the two destinations. And it's a good way to go to Banff, maybe to Lake Louise, then head up to Jasper. And so you can hit quite a few parks in a little getaway, like an mm-hmm. extended weekend and such. You know, getting back to Kananaskis country, just a couple of things I want to share to remember. You will need a Kananaskis conservation pass for your vehicle.
Yes.
And although, a little tip, the pass is waived on the first Wednesday of each month during Wilderness Wednesdays. Also, just a little thing to keep in mind, cell service can also be limited. So download a few offline maps before heading out and pack plenty of water and snacks.
My last time I drove the Icefields Parkway, there was a grizzly bear on the side of the highway running along the road.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Amazing.
So it can be quite amazing. And you can't be in a hurry because the scenery is spectacular. You'll want to get out and take pictures and that kind of thing. Just do it safely and just be aware of the wildlife. So, yeah. Pretty amazing stuff. We could go on and on, but people can check out, especially the Canada Strong Pass. That's where it all starts. You can get your free park pass and then explore not just Alberta, the whole country. If you have the whole summer to do it, do it. So,
absolutely.
Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Good stuff, Onanda. Thank you.
Have a good week. Happy Canada Day.